So this is just my time-friendly reminder to remind you about your inner magic. I think it's especially important these days to remember the magic you carry inside of you. Until this day, I still don't know anybody personally that have been affected or infected by the virus. But we keep on losing people that don't want to be here anymore. So that end their own life, and it's devastating. And last one just before Easter. And so I feel if you're one of those people going with around with those thoughts and feelings that you're worth, your life is not meaningful, or that you personally are not meaningful or valuable, or there's no point in anything, please contact somebody that you trust and tell them, open up to them. We have nobody to lose to anything, really, and especially not people that can't find a way out, because there is always some light in the dark, but you have to dare to open up to someone about your struggles and just don't carry all these loads on your shoulders and in your heart and in your mind. And everything feels so blocked when you just keep it for yourself. Maybe it won't do the trick and the magic just in one time, but over and over, to have somebody there to listen, to put in words out of your body what you're carrying inside, and also see how many sharing the same thoughts or feelings, and feeling of loneliness and not feeling worthy, or don't feel that you belong in your body or on this earth, or whatever it is, if you lost your job, or if you have lost your wife or husband or your home or whatever it is that you have lost, and feel bitter, angry, sad, devastated, traumatized about, give it time to heal, but open up to somebody that you really trust, that can see you. And maybe you don't find those people at first sight. So try again. Don't give up. We need you here. Consider to stay, because we need everybody here. Everybody have their unique medicine to bring to this world. And you too, even if you don't believe what it is and can't find it. But in yourself, just by being you, you are magical. And I think it's important to see that when we try to make or wish for magic to happen to us, or that magic is something outside of us, you know, if you kind of... life is magical if there's sunny, if there's sun every day, or if I have a lot of money, or if I have the perfect wife or the perfect husband, or if I get two kids, or if I have six pack, or if I have big boobs, or if I get good grades. Can you see that all that is put outside of you? It's kind of if you reach that goal kind of outside of you, it's dependent on the grade or another person or the weather. If that's how you feel of course it's magical to have somebody beautiful that loves you, or to, of course it's nice to get good grades if you have strived to get them, and of course it's nice with sunny days. I agree with all of that, but at the same time it's something outside of you, and you, when that doesn't happen, if you don't get a wife or a husband, and if you don't get good grades, and if the sun is not shining, and if you don't get the house, or you don't earn enough money to own your own home, or and suddenly you take that in and feel that you are not worthy, or that there is no magic in your life, or nothing magical happened to you, because magic doesn't happen to you. You are magic. And you have to peel those layers off to really see that inside, in your core, in your essence, in your heart, in your soul, in your eternal soul, you are magic. Just by being you, it's not dependent on anything out there. It's about you. You are magic. And then you can feel valuable and loved and have experience everyday magic every day, every second, because it's not dependent on, it can be rainy and cloudy, and it can be windy, and you can sit there by yourself without a lover, or without a big house or a cabin or a boat or without so-called success outside of you. But you will own yourself, and you will have ownership of your own magic. And just by yourself in your own cave, in your own lockdown cave, you can find magic in your shadow self and in your light worker self. So it's possible to find magic also. We wouldn't be here if there wasn't some kind of magic, because long ago we lived in caves, in dark caves, and it was colder, and we didn't have all this fancy stuff. And people survived by will, of course. They were survivors, but also there was some kind of life force. And life force is love. If there's no love or life force, there's no life. So we are, our ancestors were magical. That kind of kept it alive in some kind of form, in a much poorer environment, you can say, for some people, if you see it from your mind. But of course, they lived more in peace and in balance with nature. Of course, they had to trust the elements and live by them instead of manipulate them and take control over them. So, but everybody inside themselves carries magic. And I think I have said this many times already on this site, but there's one film a lot of beautiful films and with a lot of beautiful wisdom. But Alpha, based on the Ice Age, check it out if you haven't, because I think in these times when people feel isolated and don't find meaning and feel like that life is a struggle, I think it's a beautiful film to go to kind of be reminded of our ancestors and our roots, kind of to see how it's possible to survive alone in the midst of crisis and chaos and just thrown out to the wolves, literally. And find inner strength and inner will and inner life force and inner hope, a kind of eternal flame that light up your path, even if you don't have a clue how to do it in the first place, and you don't have the knowledge or the wisdom, and everything seems dark and you are lost. This boy is literally lost, and his family think he's dead, and he's all alone, and he's not capable of killing. He hates to kill, and there he's left alone out in the snow, cold, freezing, terrified to death. And then he has to kind of find some will in him or some love in him to live, or to just, of course, be eaten by the wolves or be taken by the weather and freeze to death or whatever. So, and to follow his, I don't even want to say struggle or battle, because it's kind of a transformation. It's something happened inside of him. He learns to listen. There's something ancient in him. There's some instincts in him. There's some love for life there. Despite of all his surroundings, everything he knew, everything familiar is gone. And he's just there by himself. And everything he believed in, his family, to support him and guide him on his way, they are gone. So we have to build a new reality, a new life for himself, because you don't know if he will ever see them again. And how can he survive in a world just by himself? And how can he try to even find his family? So I really encourage you to go and check it out. Alpha, it's the name. So I can see if I can even put it once more, the link here to the trailer, because I think it's so symbolic to what we're going through, because we were made for these times. It's not natural, the life we have been living for some years now. It's kind of a wake-up call from Mother Nature to see we are built to also survive by ourselves. Animals and people experience this all the time, that their parents die from them in early age or at their birth, and all these things that we have been used to having, all these things that we believe life should be. And now we are reminded how fragile life is, but also how strong we can be if we choose to, and if we don't let our minds tell us something else, because the blockages are sitting in our minds, because we have been raised in a society that tells us if you do A and B, it will lead to C, or 1 + 1 = 2. And suddenly when things are changed upside down and you get a new reality that nobody have a recipe for, you kind of have to play with the ingredients and make up a new life, a new recipe, a new formula, really, of how you can survive or live. But because, of course, life is about survival, but it's also about to thrive. So we have both of those inside of us, to survive and fight, but also to rest and live in harmony and peace with ourselves and our surroundings. But there's a time for everything. And I think we are being lazy when we are just laying out on our sofas and watching Netflix or whatever people are watching, eating sodas and candies, and we forget the wild self in us that are capable for these times, that are really capable for these times. We have it in our DNA. We have it in our soul. If you believe you have lived earlier life, you have been through these things by yourself also. So, and if you're not, your ancestor has been there. So you have it encoded or the blueprint from them in you. But you have to peel the layers to come in there. And I really encourage you to do, because I believe in all of you that you can do this. It's not the end of the world. It's really not. It's just a new competition or a new force coming to make us stronger or to fall apart. And then you can choose to use it as a kind of partner to team up and train yourself to getting mentally, emotionally, and physically stronger, and how you can live in balance with life and your surroundings, and to adapt to new surroundings, and still feel free inside of yourself, even though you feel trapped, that you have been limited in some kind of way in living. And remember, people have done this before us in so many ways, in wars and caves. And there has been so many times, if you go back in history and see what crap people have survived, why shouldn't you? But I think our minds have, they're so imprinted with so many so-called truths that when a new truth come up that we haven't been prepared for, it's kind of, it's shaking our world upside down. And this is also a truth. This is also a reality. And more will come. And we have to be, I said also this before, like a river, to be present and flowing and be able to be flexible and to adapt to a new reality. Not forever. It will change over and over again, but this is, we're made for this. As humans and souls and nature, we are made for changes, like the seasons. We are made for winter and for spring and for summer and for autumn. So we are capable of all of that. Much rain and much wind and a lot of sun and much activity and much stillness and be very social and be very lonely. So just again, look at what you're feeding yourself with. Who are you listening to? Because your mind can tell you so many lies, so much crap, that you start believing in it, in even though your heart is screaming to you, no, don't believe them. This is not your truth. You have this in you. You can do this. It's only voices from people that are afraid or that don't feel strong or And usually it comes from a good place, from people that they want to protect and everything. But there's so many people limiting themselves and then again limiting other people. And then we have it going. Everybody is just sitting there feeling so stuck and so depressed. And so the life force is getting drained out of them. So I want you to know that the magic, it's not about going to a football game or to have a rainbow or to run around barefoot at the beach necessarily. Of course it is also, but inside of you, you have all the magic you need to transform, to bring out the sunshine, to bring out your true feelings, to be creative, to again and again transform heavy situations, to come up with new ideas, to let your feelings flow and get out and heal. So use them. Connect with your inner magic. And I think it was so lovely. Since so much has happened here and it has been so sad in so many ways, it was hard. It was the first time my son experienced somebody he know. I have experienced this too many times already. I can't even tell how many we lost that don't wanted to live anymore. So, but this was the first time my son was also close to this person. So that was really hard. It's hard for young, especially young people, to understand or try to understand how it's possible and everything, and to understand that they are gone by some kind of free will. I took with me a friend and we went barefoot at the beach before we went up to the mountains. And it was, if you are so lucky that you are able to be outside and do that, and of course here it was very cold, maybe you live in a warmer area, but I think when your head and your emotions are really sad and there's so much going on and it's so breathtaking freedom-ish to go to the beach and go on this cold ground and just connect with the earth. And I always have a word when I come to the beach. I have a word that I start with, that I write in the sand, and then I go for an hour or two or three And then I close up with a word. So that is the one way to do to, if you come with a sorrow or a pain or maybe something joyful as well, that's not forbidden. It can be whatever. You can write freedom or love or hurt, or you can write anger, or you can write hopelessness. You just, the first word that pops into you, you can write. And of course, you can do the same in the forest or somewhere else. It doesn't have to be at the ocean. But for me, it's kind of the beach is where the sky and the land and the ocean meet. And you also have the fire element with the moon and the sun, depending on when you go in the day. So I feel I have all the elements there. So it's so powerful. And there's something really cleansing for me personally with the ocean and the salty water and into the lungs and just boosting my immune system and opening up my heart chakra and let my tears flow and my feelings come to the surface. And you can be there in balance with the high tide or low tide, depending on how you feel. And there's something about the sand, all these crystals are so healing on the feet, I feel. So having a friend with as well to talk about life and death and whatever's on your heart, or you can go alone. But again, if you're feeling stuck or very depressed or angry at the world or at your life or whatever, take with you somebody, again, who you trust and feel you can be yourself and open up to. So, and you can go in silence or can talk about whatever, but it's kind of a beautiful ceremony to your own life, to your own soul, to your own body, but also to the earth and to your life in general, to go out there and put things in words or just walk in peace or in authenticity. So, and after we had written a word and gone for a long walk, I had brought with me, it was so windy, so it wasn't possible I had brought with me seashells. it seems weird, but I have picked them from the sea and I bring them back. I bring so much from the sea and then I put it back again. So I kind of just take them on a loan home for the energy or to give to my clients or friends. And some things I bring back again to make a grid or a mandala with petals from different flowers and stones and seashells. You can use whatever you want. You can use branches and whatever. But it was so windy, so it wasn't possible to lay it down. But I brought roses as well. So to when somebody have died or chosen to die or go out of their physical body, that's also a nice thing to take flowers to the beach and give it to the ocean. I feel that's a very nice thing to do. So and now you also can take dried flowers. I have a lot of dried flowers at home in containers that I keep. So I take that to just spread in the sand and in the ocean. But this time I had a lot of beautiful roses in pink and lilac. So I brought one each that was fully in bloom, ready to kind of pop their petals. And then we use the petals. This is also a nice ceremony you can do to yourself home or at the beach or whatever you want in your garden. Say thank you for the flower blooming and giving you comfort or love or just a beautiful sight of, to have something to see or a beautiful smell. And then you kind of use the rose as a symbol of yourself, and then you peel the layers. And it was so beautiful with the wind, because when, of course, they're so windy, it carries them, the petals away. And then you can kind of release things that don't serve you anymore. It can be things that has happened to you that have kind of we can never take away what have happened to us because they're as a part of our story, but you can kind of give away the weight from it so it won't weigh you down. It can just be a part of you and you can learn from it and heal from it, but it won't kind of take away your life force. So to in every petal you peel, you kind of, it can also be a person that have really hurt you or been really hateful to you or did something awful, and you can kind of take them away as well. And then you peel and you put in every petal, you put a feeling or trauma or a person or whatever, and you send it into the wind or into the ocean, whatever suits you. And then you sit around back just with this little essence, this little star formed essence, with the pollen that attracts the bees, of course, the essence. For me, it's so symbolic with the rose there, with the star, our star essence of light and love, and it's so powerful. Even with the petals gone, you think always the petals are the makes the bloom and makes it beautiful and attractive and sensual and whatever. But there's something really naked and beautiful with this star essence inside the rose. Like you see down here, we put it in each, we made the heart each and put in the star essence inside of the heart. For me, that's the seat of the soul. Somebody thinks it's in the brain and somebody thinks it's whatever. But for me, the soul's seat is in the heart, and there's the where's the light come in, and you give light from your heart and you do light work and shadow work from there. So that's kind of the closure on kind of this peeling the layers, giving, yeah. So and just standing there, breathing barefoot and going out into the ocean if it's not too cold for you. I've done this for so many years, so I'm not afraid of the cold, and to stand with your bare feet in the cold sea in winter time after peeling layers, it's so healing. It's so fulfilling, and you can just feel the life force when the waves are touching your toes, and you can just feel it shivering through your spine and through your cells, and it's like everything is refreshed and renewed and regenerated, and you are filled with hope and new life force and new magic because I let go of something, and then I know there's room for something new inside of me to bloom, to expand and to grow more of what I want. And so find your own ceremony or your own tools to heal and to feel and to do something magical. Not maybe everything day if you think it's exhausting, because you get very exhausted afterwards. Somebody can get a lot of energy, but a lot of people get really exhausted afterwards and get this really deep sense of belonging and peace because you have been in the elements and you have been with the mother, Earth Mother, and you have given something back and you have been grateful for the gift that the flowers, if that's what you're using, or if you use crystals or seashells or whatever. So you have been gifted with something, and then you give it back, and at the same time when you give it back, you also release something. So it's kind of this catalyst to get something out of your system. So be creative and know that you are needed, and know that you have medicine. Again, even if it feels so dark and you feel so exhausted and you feel so depressed, you still have medicine. Medicine is just being who you are at any given moment. If that is being exhausted, if that is being angry, if that is being, I can't find any way out, just be in that. And again, ask for help, find somebody to help you get the magic out of you and help you put into words or into a paper or into a painting or a photograph what you are feeling, so you are starting to heal and the circulation is starting flowing and there will be less pressure in your brain and less heavy thoughts and less demons on your shoulders, and you will have more flow to your heart, and you will have more flow out to your legs and your feet and feel more grounded to the earth, and you will feel that you belong and that you are wanted and you are held and you are loved. But our brains can trick us sometimes and make us leave even if we don't want to. It can make us believe that we want to go. So ground yourself into your body, even if you think it's fat and even if you think there's something wrong with it. Dare to go into your body and root yourself and see it as your best friend, and take your body, if you're allowed, out into some beautiful nature. Or if you're not allowed to go a lot outdoors, you can do inside. Do some exercises with breathing and just laying down on a mat. Do some yoga exercise or some Tai Chi, or find something that starts the flow in you, the Chi in you. And of course, also if you're home, you can cover yourself with rose petals. You can peel the layers. You can put flowers around you or seashells around you. Do some magical stuff from the inside. And again, the magic is you. You carry the magic. So even if it's raining, and even if you're locked down inside, and even if you can't visit the friends you usually want to do, there's still magic inside of you. And you can't run away from your magic, because it will run with you. You just have to remember your magic and that you are magic. So please stay. Please know that you are wanted and that you are loved, and that Mother Earth carries us all and want us to come through this and be stronger and see us as a really collective, strong group if we stay together, but also find our personal, good, humble forces and our own creativity, and see that we again are made for also these times, not just for drinking and partying and having sex and making babies and whatever. We are also made for really tough, traumatic stuff, and for change and for viruses and fungi and bacteria and everything, because we have them inside us all the time and they surround us. We just have to find creative ways to strengthen ourselves and to find the power in us, the life force in us, to tolerate these things and to live among them. Because new things will always come, and then we know we can cope with it. So breathe out deep down into your belly and connect with your heart. Let your mind just wander off for a little bit and just ground yourself to the earth and feel the love from your mother that carry you every day, if you are inside or outside, and want to you to receive her gifts in the kind of flowers and shells and stones and good, pure food. So surround yourself with that when you are allowed. And you will see that your life force will start to sprout inside out, and your magic will as well. Have a good night.